The following is an off-to-the-races conversation between host Frank Vespi and guest Michael Algio regarding Algio's friend Anthony Manganiello, who passed away August 20. The interview aired on August 26.
Michael Algio joining me here. Michael, good morning. Thanks for joining me on Off to the Races. I want to start with this. I know you were close with Anthony Manganiello, and I do want to explore in a moment his role in Maryland, which was very much behind the scenes, but also very important, kind of integral to how the plans around Laurel and Pimlico come together. But I want to start with this. How did you first meet him?
Well, Frank, first of all, thank you again for having me on your show. It's always a pleasure to chat with you. I first met Anthony in 2017. I had just been appointed previous December as chairman of the Racing Commission. And this was my first Preakness. And as Sal Sinatra described me, I was like a kid in a candy store. This was just an exciting time. Always Dreaming had just won the Kentucky Derby. And I had the great honor of meeting Always Dreaming and Todd Fletcher on a Thursday before the race. And I mean, it was just fun. It was exciting. And the day before the Preakness, I got a phone call from a friend that said, "Hey, do you know who Anthony Manganiello?" And I said, "No, I have no idea." He said, "Well, he owns Sienna Farm in Kentucky, and he is part owner of Always Dreaming, and he would like to meet you." I said, "Great." So they said, "We'll just stop by his tent in the infield the day of the Preakness." So I did. My wife Susan and I went over to the infield, and there's a tent, Sienna Farm tent. I went up and I said, "Hi, my name's Michael Algio. I'm supposed to meet Anthony Manganiello here." And the woman said, "Well, do you have an invitation?" And I said, "Well, no, ma'am, I don't have an invitation." She said, "Well, I'm very sorry, we can't let you in." So I said, "Okay, all right, thank you very much." And Susan and I started to walk away. And I hear this booming voice from behind me go, "Oh, great, oh, that's great. Turn away the chairman of the Maryland Racing Commission." And I turned around and he said, "Michael, I'm Anthony Manganiello, come on in." And that was my first meeting with a man who became a very, very, very dear friend. He was a mentor, an incredibly brilliant, bright human being. And as I said to you previously, Frank, the one thing that struck me the most about Anthony Manganiello has been, always will be, his humility. I will say this, he had his hand in many, many things. Incredibly successful businessman. I don't have any friends who are billionaires. He was my one billionaire friend, and I said I didn't do well at that. But I know there's a lot of zeros after dollars. But he never, ever came across like that. He was just a very, very down-to-earth, humble human being. And we lost a giant. I tell you, he loved the industry. He loved people. He was a loyal friend. And it's been a very tough week. It really has been.
You posted something on Facebook that I think might encapsulate how I think you saw him a little bit, which we might call the parable of the spoons. Can you talk about that for a minute?
Yeah. And, you know, when I went down, you met with Anthony. I met him down at his farm, Sienna Farm, back in 2018. And when you met with him, it was like going to a think tank. I mean, truly, you'd sit out on his front porch, absolutely stunningly beautiful view of Kentucky Farm. It was just gorgeous. And we chatted about life. We chatted about family. We chatted about faith. We chatted about his business and we chatted about horse racing. And in talking about horse racing and talking about what I've tried to emphasize when I was chairman about working together, openness and transparency, and And that was one of the parables that he shared with me. And I won't get into the parable, it's there, but it basically, the concept is that we go further, we sustain ourselves when we feed each other, when we help each other. And the message was, is that's how Maryland Racing will continue to thrive and survive if we adopt the parable of the spoons, that we feed each other, that we help each other. I had never heard the parable before, but it stuck with me. And he was a great storyteller, and it came from the heart. It really did. And so, and that's how he lived his life. From, you know, a billionaire, but you think, you know, when you talk about money, immediately you sense selfishness and advancement of one's own self. And that was not him. He was a person who cared tremendously about those he loved, his family, his friends, and others. And that's how he lived his life.
Talking with Michael Algio, former chairman of the Maryland Racing Commission, about his friend Anthony Manganiello, who passed away this past weekend. And Joe DeFrancis told me this story involving him, Michael. So Joe was in Europe. He gets a call. This is in 2019, a little bit before the Preakness that year. And at that point, if you recall, the Strana Group that owns the Maryland Jockey Club and the city of Baltimore were at Swords Point. And, you know, there were lawsuits flying around. It was a complete debacle. And Joe gave an interview. Joe gave an interview to the Baltimore Sun where he said the amount of money they're talking about to repair Pimlico is way too much. You don't need that much money. You need much less. What you do is you make kind of a modular Pimlico that you build out, and this is how you do it. And the way he told the story was within 24 hours, he received two phone calls. One was from Alan Rifkin, an attorney representing the Stronach Group, and one was from Anthony Manganiello, who was working sort of deeply behind the scenes with Baltimore City. Talk about how this was sort of the first step towards kind of the achievement of detente and the beginning of efforts to work together between the Stronach Group and the city and the horsemen. Talk about kind of what happened there.
Yeah, I mean, and again, you captured it very, very well. The acrimony between the stakeholders and the city and the Stronach Group back then, and it was palpable. I mean, it was getting ugly, and it was not good. It was not good for the future of Maryland Racing. As you know, there was an effort, and again, I'm not going to ascribe blame or fault here, but there was an effort to move the Preakness to Laurel. And for obvious reasons, the city of Baltimore and their legislators were very upset and opposed to that, given the great history of Pimlico and the Preakness. And statutory authority saying the Preakness could not be moved, and also the great history of Pimlico being the second oldest racetrack in the country. So there was a lot of passion involved. In terms of the effort to try to keep the Preakness and Pimlico alive. And in order to do that, unfortunately, the eminent domain litigation was initiated by the city of Baltimore against the Stronach Group, and all of a sudden we have a dilemma. People are fighting, families suing each other. It was just awful. It was ugly. And then behind the scenes, Anthony Manganiello, Alan Foreman, Alan Rifkin, and Bill Cole got together and sat down and hammered out this idea of turning, making Pimlico a year-round facility in the sense of you would only have the Preakness, the two-week festival running there, but that the new redevelopment plan envisioned uniting, if you will, Park Heights with the other areas of Baltimore, and making it a community area instead of a divider between communities. And the idea was that LifeBridge was going to be involved. You would have offices, you'd have buildings, you would have beautiful facilities, year-round facilities, soccer fields, and then you would have the track brought in for that two-week festival. This was a vision that Anthony had adopted from Siena, Italy, and he had shown me this vision. This is what he thought could be done to bring the communities together. And then ultimately, the Maryland Stadium Authority sat down trying to figure out what plan to adopt. And once the folks behind the scenes had worked out the redevelopment plan, and much credit, I remember going to the Maryland Million the year that this agreement got worked out. And the excitement in the horse racing community about this is finally getting resolved. And I know that there are people that are opposed to the fashion in which it was done, and we needed to save Pimlico. I get that. I appreciate it. I understand it. But this was what was perceived back then as the way to save Maryland racing. So kudos to all of those folks that made this happen. Mayor Jack Young, you know the story, Mayor Jack Young at the Preakness met with Belinda, and they sat down and said, can we work this stuff out? The suit, the eminent domain suit, was dismissed, and all of a sudden, off we go, and we have this great vision for the future. And then sadly, COVID hit, and everything went sour, cost overruns. The Stadium Authority was never happy with the information. They were just, people were not providing the necessary numbers, and there was cost overruns, and it just died on the vine, which is sad. But you know, now we're moving on to the new direction as we go forward. So that's but Anthony Manganiello, and he never liked, I would say, Anthony, people should know that you were very much a player in this effort to try to save Maryland racing. In reality, he didn't want to be known for that. He loved being behind the scenes. He loved sharing his ideas, his thoughts. I mean, he is one of the most brilliant people I have ever met. His sense of how Maryland racing and racing in general could be saved moving forward. I know he was a big proponent of HISA. He felt very strongly that we needed a national oversight board to help control and the perception of racing throughout the country. I know that obviously there's a lot of people that disagree with that, but he was a big proponent of that. And then he cared about people. I mean, when you met him, he would just share stories of things that happened to him in his life as a young boy, having been raised in a poor area outside of Boston, and just became a successful businessman. A graduate of Northeastern University, he's a benefactor of the Torch Scholars Program at Northeastern, earned an honorary doctorate at Northeastern, the beautiful tribute that they just put out this past week in their Northeastern Global News, just raved about what kind of human being he was. I'll tell you another story, real quick story, Frank, was when, as you know, I teach law school. I teach in the trial advocacy program at American University. And several years ago, they came to me because they were doing a mock trial course. And the case study involved a racetrack being sued because of an injury to a jockey. And the dean and the head of the program asked me if I could reach out to see if people would sponsor the mock trial program to provide awards for those that won in the mock trial. And of course, to nobody's surprise, Siena Farm and Anthony Manganiello sponsored that mock trial along with several other folks. So that's who he was. He was just an incredible human being. And I will tell you, we have lost this world, this universe has lost a good man.
One last question, and I'll let you go. When I spoke with Anthony in the sort of aftermath of the legislation that got passed in 2020 for the redevelopment of Laurel and Pimlico, I said, what did you need, you know, what sort of did the players need to accomplish this? And he said, well, you needed the courage to have a different vision. You needed the skill to bring all the pieces together, and you needed luck. And you know, he was very sort of forthright about that, because they caught a bunch of lucky breaks that came together to make that deal happen. And then, as you said, they caught some unlucky ones and it's sort of fallen apart. What do you think Anthony's message to Maryland Racing would be now?
I think it would be, honestly, to continue to fight the good fight. And I said this to you previously, we can't continue doing the same thing over and over again and expecting a different result. Somebody's definition of insanity. We have to be visionaries. We have to look at things that have been successful in the past and continue to incorporate those moving forward. But I think if we're going to be successful, and I mean this nationally, but also in my heart, Maryland Racing is the most important to me. We're going to have to be forward thinking like he was, and continue to, if I can go back to the parable of the spoons, we need to feed each other. The only way we're going to be successful is working together and with a lot of luck. He always was optimistic. He was always hopeful that if we could incorporate some of these changes, be creative, think outside the box. I mean, Anthony brought to Maryland Racing what analytics does to sports and football and baseball. He combined what was successful in the past with a new way, a modern technology of moving forward, both in terms of making the industry better and making it safer for the jockeys and the horses. And he'll be remembered for that.
All right. Michael Algio, former chairman of the Maryland Racing Commission, thank you for joining us here on Off to the Races to talk about your friend Anthony Manganiello.
Hey, Frank, listen, thank you very much. And I mean this very sincerely. Thank you for giving me the opportunity to talk about Anthony. Just a wonderful human being. He will be missed. Thank you.